Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Who wants to play video games?
What? Why would you ask me that?
I don't know.
It's National Video Game Day.
We want to play video games.
And there are so many to choose from.
Super Mario Brothers?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, play Grand Theft Auto.
I know. Let's play Call of Duty.
You get paid to play video games?
I want to play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Happy National Video Game Day.
Ooh, video games. We can play video games.
Let's do this.
Let's do it!
Baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on.
I feel like this might have been the official, or the unofficial song of the 4th of July vacation.
It's so good. I love this song.
Anytime there was a grill going, somebody cracked a beer, there was water nearby, there was a bar nearby, there was a DJ nearby, there was a radio nearby, this song was being played. I must have heard this song 50 times in the past 4 days.
We had very different
weekends. Shaboozy, a bar song, tipsy, by the way, if you don't know. It is Monday, July 8, 2024. We are back.
Woody-hoo.
How you doing, Kennedy?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
You feeling well-rested? Ready to attack the day?
You know, I was in a car for almost 9 hours yesterday, so I'm going to say no, but I slept pretty good, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
What time did you roll back into town?
Two or three, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I left pretty early. Because I didn't want to get stuck in traffic. And I really didn't. I saw hardly any traffic going and coming, so it was great.
We got hammered coming back in late last night, and it wasn't because of traffic. I can't tell if I should be mad at the Commonwealth for doing this, or it was just there was something that had to be addressed. But essentially, Route 3 last night at about 9:30, 10 o'clock went down to one lane. And they were doing some road construction. Mm-hmm. But it seemed to me that it was not planned. It looked like
something happened.
Something happened as the highway like meets an overpass or something is where they were working.
Yeah. It so did, maybe it was emergent or something.
Yeah, it was. So, you know, that right there around Marshfield, where it would normally take you 5 minutes to get by that exit, it took 45 minutes to get by that exit.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, that was not fun. So we expected to be home about like 10:30, and I think we rolled in at like 11:15.
Yeah.
So I think I've crawled into bed. It was midnight last night, so that was a late one.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You know.
We're here.
We are here.
I don't remember how any of these things work. Let's do a show.
Producer Dan, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, man. I had a great weekend.
When did you roll back into town?
I got home at like 7.
Oh, look at you, the responsible adult.
That's right.
Look at you.
And I had almost no traffic. It was like an hour and 45 minutes home from New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah.
Easy money.
I was really surprised. I mean, even the George Washington Bridge was like, I didn't slow down.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, so grateful.
Hashtag blessed. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on this morning. If you missed it before we took off for the long 4th of July weekend, Kennedy's Impossible Parody was all about that guy smoking weed in my Uber. I would like to say over the 4th of July weekend, I rode in many Ubers and had a lot less adventures in them. Pretty much normal Uber rides.
Boring.
Yeah, I know. Nobody smoking blunts in my Uber, so that was interesting. Didn't know how to act. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll find out what everybody got up to over the long weekend. In the 8 o'clock hour, all of our celebrity sightings from the long 4th of July weekend, including a celebrity who I think was flirting with my wife and her friend.
Well, who wouldn't? They're smoke shows. 100%.
Damn, just maybe if I'm standing there, don't. That's all I would like.
He don't know who you are.
Yeah. That's true. It's true.
Did you come over and assert your dominance and say, hey, babe, and kiss her on the cheek like men are wont to do when they feel threatened?
Nope.
Well,
nope.
That's on you.
I just wanted a selfie with a guy. So
you are a mere roadblock to a man of his stature.
So we'll talk about that. Also, we have a ton of stuff we're giving away on the show this morning. We have tickets to see Third Eye Blind. They're going to be at the Xfinity Center. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. We have a pair of VIP Friends section tickets to see The Winter's Tale at Parkman and Bandstand. That is Boston Common for Shakespeare on the Common, correct?
Indeed.
Are you hosting again this year?
I am, but for these tickets, you can go any day you want during the run. It just made it easier for everybody.
Okay, we'll do that at 6:45 with Campy Kennedy. And then we call our first name for the NKOTB pool party this morning. We will do that at 9:05. Somebody will win tickets to see them at the Xfinity Center and then a pair of passes into our pool party. A big thank you to the Omni Boston Hotel at the Seaport and Duncan Spike for that. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe here in about 11 minutes on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have our good friend Emily joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity. We've been friends with Emily on this show since,
I don't know,
2009, probably?
Something like that. It's been a while.
Like, I know everything about your life, and I really don't know you that well.
Yeah, we go way back.
You're raising money for the Dempsey Challenge, right?
Yeah, so the Dempsey Center is a nonprofit up in Lewiston, Maine, founded by Patrick Dempsey. He created it after seeing his mom go through her cancer battle, and basically they just provide tons of resources for not only the patients, but also their support systems. If they have kids, families, friends, whoever's their support system, they have tons of resources for everybody there, and they're all completely free of charge to people who use it. So they put on the Dempsey Challenge every year. You can do a run or walk 5K, and then the rest are cycling challenges. You can do 10 miles, 25, 50, 65 miles. So I'm doing the 25-mile bike ride this year.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and every participant has to raise a minimum of $400. I'm about halfway there.
Emily, why is this particular charity important to you?
Cancer's always kind of been in my life. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer in 95 and 98, and then got diagnosed with colon cancer in 2007. She passed away in 2012. From 07 to 2012, it just kind of spread everywhere. Went to her brain, and it honestly wasn't long after that that she passed away. And then, so that was super tragic. And then in 2020, my older brother was then diagnosed with cancer as well. Luckily, he's in good health now. They caught it early enough. They were able to do surgery, get it out, and he just had his yearly scans, and he's still good. And so he's every year because he had it. I'm every 2 years, and I just had all my second round of pre-screenings done last month, and happy to say I'm all clear as well. So just always trying to find something. I used to do the 39-mile walk for breast cancer. They don't do that anymore, unfortunately. So I heard about the Dempsey Challenge, and I'll always do these events until this isn't a thing anymore and people aren't having to go through this anymore.
Most people probably know, but Patrick Dempsey, a.k.a. McDreamy,
Grey's Anatomy.
Thank you. Great. A little bit of a brain fart there. Yes. Has been very vocal about trying to help raise funds, and what he's doing up in Maine is amazing. Okay. As far as donating to Emily and her 25-mile bike ride, you can text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234, or we will be posting the link. As you said, I see there's $240 raised at this point, and on here it says your goal is to get to $1,000, and I think we can get there really quickly.
I do, too.
Emily is a longtime member of this radio family.
Yep.
Like I said, going back to the very beginnings, I was trying to to think of some of the things that we did together. Emily, I don't know, did we go see Ellen DeGeneres at some point at Faneuil Hall? Or I mean,
there was a lot of Rachel Platten.
Oh, Rachel Platten.
A lot of Rachel Platten.
Okay, okay, Rachel Platten. Of course, of course. Well, we appreciate you listening to the show, being an OG to this show.
Thank you so much.
And we want to help out anyway. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye. All right, talk to you soon. All right, again, if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, super simple to do. Give us a call or drop us a text here in the studio at 617-931-1234, whatever it is. And we actually have an opening later on this week. So if you want to be a part of it, you got something going on in your life, like if it's a fundraising event or you just accomplished something in your life and you want to celebrate it here with us.
Maybe you're going on a nice vacation. Rub it in. Bring it on. Let's go.
617-931-1234. Again, you can call or text that number to come on the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio this
week? Well, Caitlin Clark continuing to make history. On Saturday, she became the first WNBA rookie to record a triple-double.
Clark with a three on the way, and the first triple-double for a rookie. Caitlin Clark has it. More history for the Fever.
I think go ahead.
She finished with 19 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds.
I think I mentioned this to you off the air, but somebody posted the number of All-Star ballots that they've had for the WNBA this season versus last season. So last year, the number one player had, I think, about 90,000 votes for the All-Star game. This year, the number one player has 750,000 votes. And that is obviously Caitlin Clark. And every player below her has hundreds of thousands of more votes because of that. Mm-hmm. More importantly than the triple-double, Kennedy, they won the game, and that was the number one team in the league that they beat.
Let's go.
Just saying. Fever fan over here.
All right.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
So, we were talking, I think it was yesterday on the show, about my rideshare driver picking me up and then smoking some weed in the car with me and trying to act like he wasn't smoking the weed, which obviously it's easy to smell. And so, Kennedy, somebody had texted in, could you do an impossible parody about that experience?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do for us?
Here it is for you, Carson. And it's called His Driver Got High.
Carson was at an event and he needed a ride. So we got on his app and he ordered a guy to pick him up and get him back on the fly.
Wow, man.
His driver got high. His driver got high. His driver got high. The guy pulled out his Benjamin and Carson said, why?
Come on, check it out.
It's only 40 minutes to my house. Can't you wait, my guy? But as they passed the gas tank, he took a hit on the sly.
Wow, man.
Yeah, his driver got high. His driver got high. His driver got high. And it's at this point in the story he thought he might die. He looked in the rearview mirror and saw the guy's red eyes. His need he couldn't wait to satisfy.
Oh,
his driver got high. His driver got high. His driver got high. Did he get the munchies and pull over for fries? Or hit up a Dunk's for a tasty Boston cream pie? Did he even offer to share his fun supply? His driver got high. His driver got high. His driver got high. Allegedly, of course.
Kennedy.
You're welcome.
So much fun.
Like, are you stuck on the same rhyme pattern for the whole song?
Well, it really doesn't do much more than that. Yeah. It doesn't have a bridge.
And the way you weaved it in with his drops in there, I mean, it just... That was so
good. That was
good.
The only karaoke version I could find, so...
No, that was perfect. That was great.
And you put in Benjamin.
I appreciate that one, Dan.
Kennedy's Impossible Parody. And if you have an idea for the Impossible Parody, do me a favor. Email it to me, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. That's Carson at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well... Every 4th of July for the past few years, we've had to be hit over the head with pictures from Michael Rubin's white party, where all of the celebrities gather wearing white and just show us how pretty they are and how much things they have that we don't.
He's got a great photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Like every photo and I looked at every photo because I'm just...
Oh, like, go to his... If you want to see like the whole, his Instagram has a full-on movie.
Yeah.
It's stunning. It's anyway,
wild.
Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, all of the Kardashians, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, Drake, Jake Paul, Machine Gun Kelly, Odell Beckham Jr., Camila Cabello, Megan Fox, excuse me. Performances by Shaboozey, Mary J. Blige, and Lil Wayne. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were there together.
What?
I don't know what that means, but they were there. Leonardo DiCaprio, Beyonce, Usher, Kevin Hart, and Robert Kraft, who drove off in the Bentley that Ruben got him for his 80th birthday. You might remember that story from a couple years
ago. There's a lot of money in that room.
Festivities began on Wednesday with a beach volleyball game led by teams consisting of Tom Brady and CJ Stroud. Brady lost, just FYI.
Do they... Is this like a deal where you take the kids with you
No.
and then they're with the babysitters at night while you go to the party?
Well, I have no idea what people with kids bring do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know there's no kids at the white... At least I didn't see any photos.
There's no kids. There's no entourages. You're not allowed to bring anyone except the person on your invitation, full stop. It is It's like 300 people. The list is super tight.
Right.
And it's people from all manner.
But it's 4th of July weekend, which is usually a big family weekend for most people. So... I bet
they don't care.
I bet the kids come with to where is this? Like Long Island?
The Hamptons.
The Hamptons. So I bet the kids come with. They have child care for that night.
You're adorable. They fly in for the thing and then they fly on back. Kim Kardashian was in LA the next day.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know that they uproot their whole life for a few hours of party. But what do I know?
I guess they have a little bit more
funds
available.
What do I know?
They travel a little differently than
you. We'd be like, Barrett, could you babysit our friend's kid? Because we want to go to this party where everybody wears white.
Yeah. I don't know if the billionaires are all packing up the minivan and heading to the Hamptons for the weekend.
And you're going to have to say to your sitter, I'm not getting home until 6 in the morning. Is that cool with you? Thank you. Not in attendance, Bill Belichick, but he was on a different island, on Nantucket.
Yes, Nantucket.
He was there with Jordan Hudson, his new girl. Girlfriend?
Not new. Well, 2 years.
They met 2 years ago.
No, the stories are that they started dating 2 years
ago. He met her on an airplane 2 years ago.
And started dating immediately.
Whatever. Okay, whatever.
That's just a rumor.
He is 72. She is 24. Here we are. But apparently the big story is that they're wearing matching rings on their left index fingers. I don't know what that means.
They had their fitness rings. You know, like it's almost like a Fitbit, but it's for your finger. And it keeps track of all that, like, cardio workout stuff.
No, hers is silver.
Yeah, that's what I think they're different colors of the same brand of fitness.
So you're trying to suggest to me this is not romantic, that they're trying to work on their fitness.
Yes.
How dare you ruin it?
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Nobody asked.
Don't you realize Bill Belichick is what peak male performance looks like?
Don't you know that promise rings go on your left index finger? Come on. Play along, buddy.
Sorry.
And while I don't like to tell stories of, like, this until they are absolutely confirmed. However, it seems multiple sources are confirming to People that Margot Robbie is pregnant. She and husband Tom Ackerley might be expecting their first baby. No, they have not released a statement, but a lot of people in the know have. And if it is true, I wish them nothing but congratulations.
Good for her. I'm sure that will be a very ugly baby.
From the 617, Kennedy, yeah. I'd pay good money for a reality show where billionaires have to take minivans to the Hamptons on a holiday week.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
I'll pitch it to Bravo.
Celebrity daycare.
Millionaires in minivans. Tuesday nights at 7.
Followed by toddlers and tiaras.
Would watch. And Taylor Swift made Travis Kelce cry this weekend. Why, you ask?
Why, Kennedy, well, I ask?
She's just Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. You know, during the segment of her concert, she will sit down at the piano and play songs or do a mashup of songs that you've never heard before.
Right.
And Saturday's show, she did Mary's song and then two others mashed together that I'm forgetting now and I feel bad about it. But in any event, one of the lyrics to the song says, I'll be 87. You'll be 89. I'll still look at you like the stars that shine. And you can see him on somebody's TikTok just wiping tears off of his face. Everyone is convinced they are engaged.
Mm-hmm. I'll
take
that
for what it's worth.
I would believe that.
Dirty was a service of Shaw's and Star Market. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
For real.
Man, oh. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Sorry about that. Kennedy, say good morning to Grace from Worcester.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Grace, you carpooling in with like a whole crew?
Just my friend Becky. Hi.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Becky, with the good hair.
Grace, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Deuces.
Concise.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Grace, are you ready?
I am.
M. Night Shyamalan describes his new movie, Trap, as Silence of the Lambs meets a Taylor Swift concert. It's about a pop concert that's actually a sting operation by police to catch a serial killer. One of his most famous movies is about a boy who can speak to the dead. Name that movie.
The Sixth Sense.
Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department has tied her albums 1989 and Fearless with 11 consecutive weeks at number one. Which of these is not a Taylor Swift album? Witness, Speak Now, or Reputation? Which one is not?
The first one.
Justin Bieber performed in Mumbai at some billionaire's pre-wedding celebration. Name this Justin Bieber song. Take a listen.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on.
Name the song.
Love Yourself.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone is such a good burn.
It is. The guy who won this year's Nathan's hot dog eating contest downed 58 dogs, which is well below most of the winning totals from which 16-time champion, who is banned from competing this year?
Joey Chestnut.
Milo Ventimiglia, turning 47 today, played Jack Pearson on This Is Us. On the show, Jack passed away after saving his family from a house fire. What started the fire?
A crock pot.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And how was your 4th of July weekend, Grace?
It was terrific. How was yours?
It was all right. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little tired.
Is that code for anything?
No, I'm just sleepy. I'm just tired. I wish it was code for something. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Grace? And with
and, Becky.
And a slight assist from Becky, they got 5 out of 5.
Come on.
It's true, they did.
That's how you start a week right
wow.
there.
Wow.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got. You get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
M. Night Shyamalan describes his new movie Trap as Silence of the Lambs meets a Taylor Swift concert. It's about a pop concert that's actually a sting operation by police to catch a serial killer. One of his most famous movies is about a boy who can speak to the dead. What movie is this?
The Sixth Sense.
Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department has tied her albums 1989 and Fearless with 11 consecutive weeks at number one. Which of these is not a Taylor Swift album? Witness, Speak Now, Reputation. Which one is not?
Witness.
Justin Bieber performed in Mumbai at some billionaire's pre-wedding celebration. Name this Bieber song. Take a listen.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on.
Name the song.
Love Yourself.
The guy who won this year's Nathan's hot dog eating contest downed 58 dogs, which is well below most of the winning totals from which 16-time champion who was banned from competing this year?
Joey Chestnut.
Milo Ventimiglia turns 47 today. He played Jack Pearson on This Is Us. On the show, Jack passed away after saving his family from a house fire. What started the fire?
Crockpot.
Well, there goes the suspense.
Did I get the Bieber one right?
Question number one, you said The Sixth Sense. That is correct. Question number two, you said Witness. That is Katy Perry. That is correct. Question number three, you said Love Yourself. Yes, that is the correct answer. Question number four, Joey Chestnut was correct. And question number five, it was, in fact, a crock pot. Nice work by everybody.
Wow. Well done, ladies. Well done.
5-5 is the final score. Now, with a tie, Kennedy gets the win. However, because it makes our boss Sal very angry when I give away his $100, we give you the money with a 5-5 tie. Congratulations, Whee! Grace and Becky.
Woo!
Yes, that is good stuff.
You probably need it after that holiday weekend.
Also, you want a pair of VIP Friends Section tickets to see this winter The Winter's Tale at Parkman Bandstand at Boston Common as a part of Shakespeare in the Common. So you enjoy those tickets too, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, you are a worthwhile competitor.
So we're Becky and Grace from Worcester, Mass, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. You can call now or text us. We want to know what you got into. Hopefully it was a long holiday weekend for you. If it wasn't, what'd you get into over the weekend? Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, after we were done here on the program, Elvis and I got into my car and we drove down to our nation's capital for 4th of July.
Bet nobody went there.
It wasn't too bad. Huh. But to be quite frank, we didn't go into the city proper, like for the festivities that evening. But
that would be the best part to go, though, right?
Not if you hate people.
Thank you.
Two people equally.
I get you.
But we went to a Nats game.
Were you the only two people there?
No, it was actually pretty crowded. I think a lot of people went because they thought it would be fun.
Who's the other team?
Was the Mets.
That's why. It was probably all Mets fans.
Mm. It seemed like a lot of college kids, quite frankly.
Tickets were probably also $11 to go
see
the Mets.
Tickets are only
$11.
Are they really?
Yeah, pretty much. And you could pretty much sit wherever you wanted.
Like
you
it's like seeing a AAA game.
What a starkly different experience than Fenway Park.
You have no idea. People don't know how to behave either. There's no respect for the game.
At Fenway Park?
No.
Oh. What do you mean they don't know how to behave?
They're moving when play is happening. They're just standing right in front of you. They're leaning in front of you. There were so many conversations happening.
They're not watching the game?
Not one person.
What?
We were the only people watching the game.
Damn, there's Mets
fans. But that's fine. I loved going there. I really like the stadium. It is a vibe around there during the games and stuff. It's awesome. And what else? Went to the Folger Shakespeare Library because I'm a nerd.
Little Billy Shakes on 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, and
an Englishman.
Yeah, just walked around, you know, the Capitol and walked around all the buildings and stuff like that. And then I drove back.
Well, that's good you did that part. Tracy from Ayer wants to share about hitting her fundraising goal over the weekend. Good morning, Tracy.
Yes, very exciting. So I'm doing my 12th Try for a Cure this coming Sunday in Maine. And I set a goal of $12,000, and this weekend I hit that goal.
Yay! Yeah.
Good for you.
Very, very excited. So you know what I did?
No.
I raised my goal to $13,000. So I'm actually only $750 away from a $13,000 goal.
Tracy, we call that moving the goalposts.
Well, congratulations.
Never
to
can
my
be
friend.
Enough. Never can be enough for the fight against cancer. And I also finished my Towel of Inspiration, and Lana and Mimi are proudly on that towel, and I will carry them with me on Sunday.
I love that so much. You should. I'd love it if you would maybe tag me on Instagram so I can share that as well, or on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
All right. Have a great week. Thank you, Tracy. Our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
Big party in Marblehead. You weren't at your house hosting?
Mm-hmm. No, we did not host this weekend, so... Yeah, I debuted a new cake at a party in Marblehead where there were no fireworks, but we were able to see the surrounding town's fireworks from the roof deck. Mm-hmm. Then we did a quick drive up to Vermont for another party on Saturday, and only took about 4 hours to get there, but 3 hours to get back.
There you go.
7 hours on the road to see some sparklers. Let's go.
My beer.
Thank you, Corey. We appreciate that. We got invited by our friends over to Nantucket for the 4th of July.
Yes, Nantucket. Yes.
You have to say Did you see this. Coach?
You know, that was the talk of the island, was Coach Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend biking all around the island.
They did indeed.
There was a lot of celebrity sightings on the island. There's one that we're going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour. Donald Glover was out there.
Okay.
Kevin, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank was out there. Albert Breer, he's an NFL guy. Saw him walking down the street.
Okay.
Who else was there? Can't remember. They do this really cool thing early. I think it was on the 4th of July. They bring all the fire trucks into the center of the square, and then they soak the kids.
Oh, how fun.
They just pummel kids with fire hoses.
Come on.
That's something I can get behind.
That sounds so fun. And when you say all the fire trucks, three?
It's one from the 40s.
I don't hate it. You take it.
It's lost a little pressure.
Firefighters are important everywhere. I was going to ask you, island.
How strong is the pressure on these hoses?
I love it.
It's like a...
We're destroying children with...
That just sounds like a ton of fun. I would get in there.
No, it's normally for us, it's pretty low-key. We're usually on the Cape, and so it was nice to get invited over there. And it's... Nantucket, it's just a different place. I mean, you just see the celebrities... This is, if you're ever wondering where all the beautiful people in the world are at any one time, it has to be in Nantucket the week of 4th of July. It was crazy. It's like supermodels, and it doesn't matter if they are 18 or 88, they are all beautiful and tanned and dressed and coiffed and all of it in their yachts and all of that stuff. Mm. It's just, and I learned a new term while I was over there this time, Kennedy. It's called the Nantucket 10.
Go on.
That's a $100 bill. Because every flipping where you go in that place, you got to drop a Nantucket 10.
So it's even like going to Target.
Even if it's like, unfortunately, though, it's like you go for four subs at the sub shop and it's a Nantucket 10. You're like, I could have gotten those at Subway for $6 a piece.
Not on Nantucket.
Well, you need to shop better next time before you leave.
Right? Thank you, Kennedy. I'll work on that for my next
You bring trip. Your own groceries. That's what I do.
Yeah, then you got to haul all this stuff across cobblestone streets.
No, I know. Hardness.
Well, then drop your Nantucket 10s.
I know. I'm just saying. I know it's
mind.
A struggle. I know. It's so beautiful over there, though.
Oh, I bet. I've never been.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they would stop me at the door and be like, not you.
What are you doing here?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into over the long 4th of July weekend. Our good friend, B-Side. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
You worked all weekend.
Hi. I did, yes. Yes, I did. But I did get to go to Lake Winnipesaukee before everybody else.
Hey. So, girl after my own heart.
Smart.
Yes. So I got to head out early last Monday and got up to the lake and got a room, surprisingly, right on the lake. I didn't know anything about the room. My boyfriend told me nothing about the room, where it was located. Walked in and there was a bed and a window and lake right there.
Aww.
Two Adirondack chairs.
Oh,
right,
perfect.
There.
I could spend a week just doing that. Just,
yeah. What part of the lake were you on?
The one with water.
So we were in Meredith. And yes. And then we paddle boarded. We ate amazing food. I have the most incredible burger I've ever had in my life. He thought it was disgusting. And, you know, we went to Castle in the Clouds. We hiked the waterfall trails. And we got home the 4th of July. I saw no fireworks. I heard them. Saw no fireworks.
Same.
Avoided
Same.
All the people. It was great.
Congratulations. I'm glad you had such a wonderful time.
Yeah, that is, that sounds, what, Castle in the Clouds?
Castle in the Clouds is fantastic. It's this old mansion that's right on the mountains overlooking the lake, and you can take tours of it and see how the other half lived back in the 1930s.
That's Rachel cool. is from Wakefield, spent the day in Salem on Saturday. How was that?
We like to call Salem the P-Town of the North Shore, and we spent the day, we started with an early dinner at Finn's on Pickering Wharf, right on the water, and then right outside Finn's is the gate for the schooner Fame, so we did a sail into the ocean for about an hour and a half. It was perfect, and then we finished with a walking ghost tour around Salem, which was really fun, and wound up finishing the night having drinks with the tour guide at Rockefeller's. It was an awesome day.
I love that.
What time does all your shenanigans end? Are we talking like a midnight, a 2 a.m., a 10 p.m.?
Probably like midnight, 12:30 maybe.
Wow.
And my 16-year-old son was with us, and he had a blast. So it was a lot of fun.
I've always wanted to do one of those ghost tours. I do that.
Yeah, very cool. All right, thanks for sharing that with us. Have a great week, okay?
You too, guys.
I always find out most of my shenanigans, I'm like by 8:30, I'm at the house and ready to go to bed.
That's not even shenanigans. That's a shenan at best. If it ends at 8:30.
You start early enough.
Yeah, I was saying, we start around 3, Dan. We're adulting. How about you? How was you went up to New Hampshire, right?
Oh my God, I had a fantastic week. I don't even know where to begin. So my brother got this absolutely new mint 1990 Mustang that's all stock everything.
No.
And it's clean as hell. And it came when he bought it with one cassette in the glove box.
Can I guess?
Liars, was it really?
Can I guess?
Yes, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Poison.
Mm-mm. What year did you say the car is?
1990.
Maybe Def Leppard?
Wrong genre.
Oh, hip-hop? 90s hip-hop?
That's Beastie Boys.
That's a good guess.
Vanilla Ice.
No!
Oh, top down.
And when you pull up driving in a 1990 Mustang on a 90-degree day at a red light with Ice Baby blaring
Let's
through your open windows.
I just love his size of cassette player. That is so cool.
People either look at you like you're the coolest guy ever, or do you know what year it is?
They all sing along and you know it.
So that was fun. I went to a cookout on the beach at Guilford Beach. I also went into Meredith and saw the fireworks, which were maybe the best fireworks I've seen outside of like Boston proper.
Really?
I was like, is this just a town lighting all these off? This has got to be like 50 grand.
That's some guy named Steve, a little extra cash.
But there was like 100 boats lined up in the bay. The Mount Washington was there. It was awesome.
Right.
And then Saturday, my girlfriend's family all drove up for the day. And kind of we got to meet the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the pontoon boat out. And there was high levels of anxiety because it was supposed to rain on Saturday.
Well, and you guys crashed boats.
We crashed a boat. And it was like...
It happened once.
It was more of a nick. A nice like water nick.
Well, how'd we do this time?
So this time the day was fantastic, but
it was raining on the way in, and we're like, they're going to drive like 2 hours up here, and we're just going to sit in a boat and get rained on and be miserable. And then we got out there, and the skies just parted.
Nice.
The anxiety cleared, mm-hmm. and we had one of the best days we've had in a long time on the water.
I'm so glad.
Look at you.
It was stunning.
You didn't almost sink it. You didn't almost wreck it. Everything was fine.
I'm going to need you to let that go, sir.
Never. Do you know this show, Dan?
It was a great weekend. God bless America.
Womp, womp.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Shannon from Weymouth.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. How are you feeling after the long 4th of July weekend?
Feeling good. Not really ready to go back to work.
Same girl.
Still got all your fingers?
Yeah. Still got all my fingers.
Then it's a win.
Dan, we should skip work today.
Yeah.
All right.
You, me, Shannon, Kennedy, let's go to the beach.
I'm already half skipping work today. I'm not giving it my all.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Margot Robbie and her husband, Tom Ackerley, are reportedly expecting their first child. Margot's 34 years old. Last year, she starred as Barbie in the Barbie movie. Who played the main Ken in the film?
Ryan Gosling.
24 years ago today in 2000, J.K. Rowling released her book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Name the four Hogwarts houses in Harry Potter.
Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Slytherin, and Ravenclaw.
10 points to Gryffindor.
A scammer pretending to be Steve Perry recently stole $122,000 from a 75-year-old Journey fan. Finish the lyric to Journey's biggest hit.
Just a small town.
Question number four. 11 years ago today in 2013, Amber Rose married Wiz Khalifa. She filed for divorce a year later. Wiz Khalifa has a song with Charlie Puth. It spent 12 weeks at number one. Name the song.
See You Again.
Question number five. Norman Reedus says he could keep playing Daryl Dixon in the Walking Dead universe for several more years, saying as long as I keep reinventing it, it's fun. Norman starred in this Boston-based movie about two Irish Catholic brothers who become vigilantes and wipe out Boston's criminal underworld in the name of God. Name the movie.
Oh, no. Is it The Town?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What did you do over the 4th of July weekend, Shannon?
I spent a lot of time at the beach. We had a wedding, and we had some guests staying with us. So pretty jam-packed, but a lot of fun.
Pretty damn-packed, but a lot of fun.
Jam-packed.
Oh.
But it was also pretty damn-packed. Either one works.
Shannon got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Woo, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Margot Robbie and her husband, Tom Ackerley, are reportedly expecting their first child, Margot, 34 years old. Last year, Margot starred as Barbie in the Barbie movie. Who played the main Ken in the film?
Oh, my God. Why is his name escaping me?
That's all right. Take your time. We got all summer.
Ryan Gosling. Jeez.
Tied at one. Question number two. 24 years ago today in 2000, J.K. Rowling released her book, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Name all four Hogwarts houses.
Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Gryffindor. Hufflepuff.
How dare you?
We are revoking your Harry Potter card.
Hufflepuff, Gryffindor.
Please take down the Deathly Hollow sticker off the studio window. No, I'm kidding.
Ravenclaw. Jeez Louise.
Tied at two. A scammer pretending to be Steve Perry stole $122,000 from a 75-year-old Journey fan.
Steve Perry doesn't need your money. He's loaded. It's okay.
Finish the lyric to Journey's biggest hit. Take a listen, Kennedy.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train
going anywhere.
Tied at 3. 11 years ago today in 2013, Amber Rose married Wiz Khalifa. She filed for divorce a year later. Wiz has a song with Charlie Puth. It's been 12 weeks at number one. Name the song.
Till I See You Again?
See You Again is the name of the song. 4-3 for Shannon. Question number 5. Norman Reedus says he could keep playing Daryl Dixon in the Walking Dead universe for several more years, saying as long as I keep reinventing it, it is fun. Norman starred in this Boston-based movie about two Irish Catholic brothers becoming vigilantes and wipe out Boston's criminal underworld in the name of God. Name the film.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints is correct. Woo, squeaked that one out at the end.
Yeah. They just officially greenlit a third Boondock Saints.
I don't know if it's needed, but it's I'm going to watch it.
Certainly not needed after the second one, but I'll be there.
I didn't hate the second one. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
All right, Kennedy gets the win. Shannon, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shannon from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You ever have a situation where a celebrity starts flirting with maybe you in front of your significant other?
Or every day of my life.
Maybe flirting with your significant other in front of you? Because I feel like that happened over the weekend. So we got invited. Our friends have a house on Nantucket. Mm-hmm. And we were out, I think it was Friday night. And we were waiting to go into this pretty well-known restaurant. It's called Vintuno. It's an Italian restaurant.
All right.
And then they have a bar out back called Back Bar. Mm-hmm. It's a whole scene. The Italian restaurant is two stories. It's in like an old house.
Sure.
And it's got a bar downstairs. And it's just a complete scene. And so we get there, and it's going to be an hour wait to get into the restaurant. And so,
good thing they have the back bar.
They have the back bar. But my wife and her friend have drinks in their hands. So you can't walk into a bar with your drink. And
you walked into a restaurant with drinks?
No, they didn't. They had them in their hands, but they didn't walk in. Like, they one person
you walked down the street with a drink?
Yes.
Is this like a Bourbon Street situation?
Where do you think you are, sir?
I don't know where they think they are. I was not. They were. And to make matters even more interesting is the cups they were carrying them in were little kids' birthday cups that said happy birthday. Like little plastic 6-ounce.
Well, one does not want to bring a Stanley. You must lose that.
And so there's a gentleman sitting on a bench, kind of looking at his phone, I guess maybe waiting to go into the restaurant.
So like you do.
And he starts chatting up the ladies. Oh, I love your cups, ladies. And they're like, oh, thank you. They're all getting all a little chatty with him. And I'm just...
It's a conversation starter.
It is.
Boozy sippy cups.
Thank you. And so I'm just kind of looking at this, all this happen. And I'm trying to... I'm like, yeah, I was giving him a hard time about it. And he just kind of ignores me and talks to them some more. And then he gets up and kind of walks away. And I'm like, that guy looked familiar to me. And they're like, really? I said, yeah. Like, I don't know. He's like I felt like he was a football coach. Mm-hmm. And I said, I think it's a football coach. Like, for a big program. Like, I can't put my finger on it, but maybe like an Alabama or Georgia. Like, this guy is famous. And they're like, no, he's not. And so then he comes back over and strikes up another conversation with them. And the three of them are just,
Your wife is a smoke show. I'm sorry.
No, her and her friend. Listen, I get it. I totally get it.
How are you feeling at this point as you're excluded from the conversation?
To be honest with you, I was just trying to figure out who he was at this point. I didn't care. Flirt away, buddy. I want to ask you who you are.
Did you like take a picture and do a Google search?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be rude. And so...
Somebody write that down. Today is the day Carson said he didn't want to do that.
Well, because if you don't really know who they are, that's rude. Like, if it was Donald Glover, who I heard was on the island,
you wouldn't need to Google him.
I would know him, and ask for a picture.
And I'm not suggesting walking up and taking a picture. I mean, you surreptitiously take it, and you do a reverse image. Yeah,
search
for it.
Yeah, I didn't. No,
the internet is your friend.
So he goes to walk in the restaurant and with another couple, and the guy says to his wife, "Oh, look, Coach is here." And so I'm like, see, I was right. I knew it was a coach. So then we go into the back, and now I'm just racking my brain and racking my brain and racking
my brain. Must have been a really fun dinner.
Well, we were just drinking at this point.
Run drinks.
Well, the girls were all, oh, he was kind of cute, chatting it all up.
Oh, they liked it.
Yeah, oh, of course they did. He was a good-looking guy.
Getting attention from a good-looking human being is always a nice thing.
Yes, he was very fit, in good shape, great teeth, nice out, like, yes, all of those things. And then it finally clicks. As a lifelong Washington football fan, Kennedy, you and I both, it is the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Garrett. Now, Jason Garrett went to Princeton. He won 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys. Now he does television, all of that stuff. And it clicks in my head, and I tell the ladies, they're like, oh, we should have talked to him. We should. So they spent like the next hour just talking about this guy.
Yeah, he was the head coach of the Cowboys for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know how much the head coach of the Cowboys makes, but it's a lot. Drinks are awfully expensive in Nantucket. Like, go find him. Say hi again.
Apparently, there's a whole contingent of people. So he was from Texas, and they now call it like Texas Tucket or something, or Nan Texas.
No kidding.
There's this whole contingent of people from that
area.
You
find somewhere you can go hide, and people leave you alone.
Right.
Because honestly, I don't think anybody on Nantucket cares about celebrity. I can't find any information about anything when anybody goes there.
It's because I think there's so many of them out
there. And I think
that's
why they like it. Do you know what I mean?
Other than Bill Belichick riding around with his 23-year-old girlfriend.
Lana's too old for him, so you're fine there.
I mean, you speak the truth, Dan. I can't argue with that one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Katie from Grafton.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
I understand you have the kids in the car taking them to camp?
I do, yes. One left.
All right. What are their names, all of them?
It was Lucas who left the car, and then I have Logan with me.
All right. How old is Logan?
He is soon to be 13.
What's up, Logan?
Hi.
What kind of camp are you going to?
Like a regular, just like summer camp. Like day camp.
Archery, right? Please tell me there's archery.
No, probably.
I'm going to call your camp. I'll fix that for you later today. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Question number 1, Mark Ruffalo got some of the original Avengers together to record the first movie in Lakota, a Native American language that was once banned by the U.S. government. Which superhero does Ruffalo play in the Avengers?
He plays the Hulk.
We might be watching season 2 of Squid Game by December, according to new reports. In Squid Game, once all the contestants are chosen and grouped together, what is the first game they all play?
Sadly, I do not know.
Question number 3, Kevin Bacon turned 66 today. He was one of the stars of Footloose. Who sings this song from the movie? Take a listen.
Now I gotta cut loose, Footloose. Kick off your Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me up from my knees.
Who sings that song?
That'd be Kenny Loggins.
Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods, 2 guys with DUIs, are opening a bar in Scotland. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are technically part of one country. What is that country called?
Great Britain.
Question number 5. John Cena announced his retirement from the WWE on Friday, and the next WrestleMania will be his last. In 2021, Cena co-hosted a game show where contestants compete in a giant obstacle course over a pole and try not to fall in the water. Name the show.
The Wipeout?
I love that show. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dan, are we accepting answer number four? Is that where you
I think it's, yeah.
I think so, too.
I think so.
I think there's two correct answers here. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Katie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
She has Lucas and Logan going to camp. Lucas is already out of the car. Logan is still here. And I just found out they don't have archery at his camp, Kennedy.
Hmm. That's okay.
I'm sure
they have other cool stuff.
What's the coolest thing you do at camp, Logan?
Play Gaga Ball.
I love Gaga Ball. Are you familiar with that, Kennedy?
Absolutely not.
You play it in an octagon, and it's...
Does Lady Gaga get involved?
No.
Then I'm out.
And you use a bouncing ball, and it's like you try and smash everybody, but it has to be below your knees.
Yeah, why are you all getting so
like,
violent
these It's
days?
Like dodgeball, but a little bit safer.
Soft. Throw that ball at people's heads. What kind of camp is this?
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
Mark Ruffalo got some of the original Avengers together to record the first movie in Lakota, a Native American language. It was once banned by the U.S. government. Which superhero does Ruffalo play in the Avengers?
He plays the Hulk, and that's the coolest thing ever.
Tied at 1. We might be watching season 2 of Squid Game by December, according to new reports. In Squid Game, once all the contestants are chosen and grouped together, what is the first game they all play?
Red light, green light.
2-1. Kevin Bacon turning 66 today. He was the star of Footloose. Who sings this song from the movie?
Not gotta cut loose, Footloose. Kicked off the sunless shoes. Please, Louise, pull me up from my knees.
Kenny Loggins.
Good guess. 3-2. Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods, two guys with DUIs, are opening a bar in Scotland. That'd be a good name for the bar. Two guys with DUIs.
Has a ring to it. Flows.
England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are technically part of one country. What is the country called?
England? Great Britain? I don't know.
Pick.
I get it wrong every single time
I know.
I
just
talk
pick
about
one
this.
Answer.
Great Britain.
We'll accept Great Britain or the United Kingdom. 4-3, question number 5. John Cena announced his retirement from the WWE on Friday, Kennedy.
He certainly did.
The next WrestleMania will be his last. Now, in 2021, Cena co-hosted a game show where contestants compete in a giant obstacle course over a pole and try not to fall in the water. Name the show.
Wipeout?
That is the one, yes. They did like a primetime version.
Yeah, all righty then.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, are you apologizing for Logan?
Kennedy, you've ruined camp.
Yes, I did because he knew the Squid Game question and I didn't give him a chance to answer.
It's okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, then you technically owe him $100 because I would have been all 5.
I do. You're right, Dan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Katie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. You should have just paused for a moment to let Logan save the day. But you're not leaving empty-handed. You got yourself 4 concert tickets to see Third Eye Blind and Yellow Card July 13th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But I hit the wrong button. Meant to do that one.
It'll be a good show, we promise.
Yes, it'll be a fantastic show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Katie and Logan from Grafton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Logan.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.